Number 39, change some routine. It's often said that humans are creatures of habit. It's also often said that as we get older, we get set in our ways. We get set in our routines. We have things for decades, for years, for days, for weeks that we have been doing routinely that we don't even think about anymore. And it's a common thing. You'll see it in business. You'll see it in learning. You'll see it in the theater very much, that when it seems like everything is just going and you're not getting where you want to be, you change one small thing. It's a bit of advice I was given as an undergraduate actor at the University of Iowa years ago when I said, I talked to one of the graduate actors, my friend Lex, and I said, well, how do I make my performance a little bit better? And he looked at me, he goes, change one tiny little thing. Just one little thing, and it will change the entire performance, and then you're not doing the same routine over and over, and it's going to strike the audience differently. It's going to have a ripple effect, not just on the performers around you, but on yourself and the way you present yourself. And so we can take that into our life. We can take that into our health. We can take that into our longevity. We do tend to get old and get set in our ways and get stuck in ruts. And it's not that we have to go like when the New Year's hits and we go, we've got to make these grand resolutions. We've got to change these massive things. Routines can be changed with the smallest little increments. See, Sir Arthur Eddington said, when the electron vibrates, the whole universe shakes. And changing one little piece, some little piece of routine, is like vibrating that electron and sending ripple effects out into the world. One example we have is in my office when we feel like we're not growing and we're a little bit stagnant, we say, everybody park differently. And maybe you go to work every day and you park in the same spot and you walk the same way after getting your coffee at the same place. But instead of pulling in, why don't you stop and you back into the parking space? Just change that little routine. It's very simple to look through your day. There's an exercise I give some patients when they need to go through rehab and they've rehabbed and they've gotten their knee better, their hip better, and they say, but I still walk with a limp. And I say, you know what? Let's do an exercise where you focusly start walking on the opposite foot than you normally start with. We need to change the routine of the brain because that's going to make the brain work healthier. See, the brain gets stuck in patterns and routines. As a chiropractor, my job is to break the pattern of the brain functioning through the spine out to the entire body. And Dr. B.J. Palmer has a quote that many chiropractors know that we use, and it says, you'll never know what something you think, say, or do today will impact in the lives of millions tomorrow, because it's that tiny little thing. It's that just that little bit of change that we can make in our day. And that's even when I talk about adding gratitudes or going for a walk or breathing, you've changed some piece of your routine. You have days and days and all these different videos and different things you can do to add to your routine, but take something you routinely do now, not just add into it, and just change it. Just tweak it that little bit. Like they said that Alexander Graham Bell, he made the phone work by turning the screw just an extra tiny degree, or that Thomas Edison just had the one filament made the one right way after 1,000 iterations. He finally just had that one tiny little bit that made it. We changed the routine. So go out and change the routine. Go find something in your day that you go, I routinely do this all the time. Let's change it. Get out of bed with the opposite foot, and that'll throw you for a loop. And it'll affect your entire day. It'll ripple. It'll ripple through your body and your cells and the way you approach things. And you'll almost be a little bit shocked when you go, gosh, what an odd occurrence. But you change the way that you react just by changing that little routine you've been stuck into. And you give your brain permission to execute a little bit differently because, oh, we're not just going to do the same old broken record today. We're going to change that routine. And make it simple. Don't get complex. Don't say, I have to now start going to the gym 3 times a day and I have to do this. It's no, you know what? Back into the parking space. Maybe instead of getting up and going and get a coffee today, maybe go to a different place to get that coffee. Maybe say, I'm going to get a tea. Maybe just have a cup of hot water. Instead of toast with butter and orange jelly on it, get grape jelly. Change something in the routine. Brush your teeth starting with the left side of the mouth instead of the right. Change some tiny little thing. you can't believe the ripple effect it will have. Because remember, your body started as just two little half cells and formed this great thing with trillions. It was tiny, tiny little pieces. And everything we've gone over right now fits into this. You can look back through the whole thing and change some aspect of your routine. You can do it today. You can do it right now while you're listening to me talk. So comment below and let me know, what did you change about your routine today? And if you've already done it, give me the reflection. I want to know, how did it affect your day? Did you notice anything different? Was there weird stuff that happened? Or did you just kind of feel off and so you approached things differently?